your doctor.
Ow!
On Triple J.
Coming in the wireless now. I've got it.
You are listening to Triple J with the doctor on a Saturday night. I don't get to do Saturday nights very often, so I'm very excited and also very excited to say hello to Ben and Creighton from Band of Horses. Hello! Wow, it's very nice to hear from you guys, and it's good to see you both sitting in the same sort of area, especially when, Ben, the other day you accused Creighton of being a werewolf on our radio station.
That is true. It's actually, it's hereditary. You can't help it.
Yeah, it's not really my fault. So my mother was a vampire, my father was a werewolf, so I got more of the werewolf, though, than the vampire.
Males always carry the wolf gene,
right? Yeah, yeah.
It's paternal. It's a paternal gene.
It really is.
Lycanthropy.
The suck.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. But isn't that not some kind of bestial relations, a vampire and a werewolf getting together?
Usually Creighton gets different questions about beast relations, but this is a good one, too.
Hey, you
Creighton, go ahead and answer this one as well. But, yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's it is looked down upon. Mm-hmm. In the world, and it's strictly forbidden, but love is love.
Yeah, you know what? And people don't understand love. It's another one of society's taboos which needs to be broken
absolutely
down. There's actually a church here, and by church I mean a bunch of people setting up a tent. I can't remember the name of it. It's like the weird church tent. And
Church of Acid?
I think it may have been originally called that before the PC police got in. And it's where you can actually get married to an animal there.
Oh.
I think they have that, and they have some sort of buttock cleansing going on as well.
That's a great festival thing to have your buttock cleansed.
If anyone can text me the actual name of the tent, 1975755, I'll be eternally grateful.
Are the church playing as well?
The church
band?
Are not playing.
Oh, no.
So speaking of awesome Australians, Paul Kelly is playing.
I know, yeah. We're so psyched.
He is stoked to be playing because he gets to check you guys out as well.
Yeah.
Or
vice versa.
You know, he has Dan Luscombe from The Drones' older brother as his drummer, which is awesome.
Who you can see on Rockwiz on SBS as well. He's their house drummer as well.
Oh, nice.
So you guys know your stuff. Have you guys played shows with The Drones?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've come over and toured with us in the U.S. quite a bit. And we're just wrapping up our tour over here right now. We had Mike Noga, who plays drums, and The Drones. he's a singer-songwriter for his own band with the
Gentleman of Fortune.
Gentleman of Fortune, right. Thank you. And Dan was playing keyboards. We try to bother them anywhere we can, all over the world.
Yeah, it's great, because you guys obviously make friends wherever you go. You've been on tour with Pearl Jam as well.
That's true.
Yeah, well, they were supposed to open up for us at first, but
then
I got screwed up somehow. I don't know what it was.
We decided just to let them go ahead and headline.
Yeah, because it was just easier to do.
What's it like playing to an audience like that, a Pearl Jam audience? I've been a fan of Pearl Jam. I was almost going to get the Alive logo as my first ever tattoo when I was a 14-year-old.
Oh, awesome.
What's it like opening up to people like me?
Dude, it's actually incredible. To see them every night and to hear those songs, like, you really realize what a great band that is and how long those songs will live forever. Like, they're really freaking relevant and super sweet guys. It really just couldn't have gone better, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it's crazy to see that you have to think that they might be one of the last bastions of stadium rock, you know, to a certain degree. Seeing that every night.
Well, maybe the baton is being passed to another Seattle baseball.
Well, the flesh baton is going to be passed somewhere around here.
I don't want to know from whom, what kind of crazy marathon you're running in.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. You can also text Triple J and ask that question.
What is a flesh baton?
Yeah.
What is a flesh baton?
You get a Mentos from me.
This is the amazing Band of Horses marathon that is happening at some stage. So you're going to be playing obviously stuff from Infinite Arms and an older tune. Are you going to play No One's Gonna Love You, the track that CeeLo has made his own?
Yes. It won't be as good as his version, but
I haven't heard his version.
It's
yet.
Incredible.
Yeah.
It is so incredible.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Yeah, it's so good. And yeah, that song, you know, we're kind of, I guess we're a bit pleasers in a way. Like, we play anything that it seems like people want to hear. Mm-hmm. Try to play the hits for people, and I think what to us are hits, you know? I mean, minor bumps. But we'll do some minor bumps ourselves and go play that song.
The innuendo of both sex and other related is amazing. If you are listening to Triple J and you're heading along to see Band of Horses, then feel free to yell out for the song Flesh Baton, which I believe you may be debuting.
Absolutely. That's right.
So what are you doing, guys? What are you doing after Splendor in the Grass?
Well, we're going to man, I guess we're the last on our stage and probably have to miss the Strokes because we'll be winding down right when they are. I'm guessing we'll take an hour and a half drive back to Brizzy. Okay. And then we will hop on a flight. We're going to go on Flyabout. I don't know if you guys know what that means.
It's when you actually get on a flight in Australia.
Yeah, it's not. It's like walkabout, but totally different.
Yeah, it's in a plane. Yeah.
But we're going to go on Flyabout to New Zealand and do a show in Auckland and then head to Japan.
Nice. I'll have to play the Mount Fuji rock business.
You know, it's actually Supersonic.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the name of it, right?
It is. Summersonic.
Summersonic. My gosh. Sorry.
It's not that super, but it is in summer.
Exactly.
Okay, good. Well, enjoy it. Hey, didn't you get... you got tattooed last time you were at Splendid, didn't you, Ben?
No, you know, Creighton and I both got tattooed in 2006 when our band first came to Australia. We got tattooed of... We got a map of Tassie tattooed on us.
You really did. You actually do. I'm just saying, because right there, with not 10 metres from us, there is the buzzing.
Going, yeah.
So, you got any time?
Yeah, I want to get a map of Australia tattooed on my map of Tassie, actually.
Yeah. I'm going to get a flesh baton.
I'm going to leave Creighton and Ben to chat. Let's have a listen to From Infinite Arms. Here is Laredo, Band of Horses.
Don't
Thank
listen.
You very much.
Bye-bye.
The Doctor.
Ow!
On Triple J.